This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered one possibility for outlining the material found in 2 Thessalonians 1. Now let's look at another possible outline. The title could be, A Fulfilling and Fruitful Life. The basic outline would be, our worldview, our walk, our work, and our worship. This outline could fit into the other outline we considered by having our worldview be that for which we are thankful, and our walk, work, and worship be that for which we pray. The outcome of all this would result in a life that is fulfilling and fruitful. If that is the outcome, it would be wise for us to understand more thoroughly what Paul says on each of these points. Let's begin by considering our worldview. In looking over verses 1 through 10, there are some important things to know about God. Verses 2 and 4 talk about God's church. Verse 5 talks about God's judgment as being right. Verse 6 talks about God's justice. And then in verses 7 through 10, there is a clear indication that God's timing is always right. At His appointed time, Jesus Christ will return for those who believe in Him, and they'll receive their reward. If you have not received the good news or have rejected it, you will be condemned to your desired destiny. Now, you can argue that your destiny is not what you desired, but by rejecting the good news, you chose the destiny. You can't blame God or others. You're to blame. It'll be too late then. Better for you to make the right choice now and become a follower of Jesus Christ. That is the only enduring relationship for time and eternity.